Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. I don't know why I did that scarily, because it's almost Halloween.
Well, that's why. It was just in your blood.
It's me, your host, Lance Bass, Lance Bass, with my lovely co-host, Michael Turkey Turcher.
Gobble, gobble.
This has been one of the most fun Halloween seasons yet.
Has it?
Well, one, because my Lance scares have been really good.
Oh, God.
So if you don't know what Lance scares is, just go to Instagram, TikTok, just put in hashtag Lance scares and just be delighted. Okay. You're welcome. I scare the crap out of Turkey here and it is so fun.
Crap has never come out of me a single time that you
not one
me.
Time have you accidentally pooped your pants?
Well, not because you scared me.
Okay. Well, then I got to work on something.
Just naturally.
It's been a great season. We have done so many fun things, and it's not even Halloween yet. We're heading to New Orleans, not to do a show, unfortunately, but we're just going to go have fun with some friends. Halloween in New Orleans is amazing. It is so much fun.
I know. I'm excited to experience it.
There is one year when the kids are old enough. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really fun. I think I've said this on the show before.
I'm sure you have.
I think you do the trifecta of Halloween trips all within a week. I know it's a big undertaking, but you spend 2 days in each of these places. Mm-hmm. Ready? You start in Salem.
Yeah.
Then you go to we're in Georgia.
Pretty place in Georgia. Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah. Very haunted.
Very haunted.
And then you end in New Orleans. It's the three craziest haunted places in America. They do Halloween right.
We can do this when the kids are older.
I'm saying old. Yeah.
Because
you can
like
still
30s,
do like, no.
They can pay for their own airfare and hotel.
Oh my God. No, I'm thinking like six. You know, six. You don't have to do scary. There's all kid friendly stuff.
That'll be more like fun. They're like 10.
How would you know?
Because then they're more like real kids, almost adult.
Real
teenagers.
Kids. You're saying our kids aren't real?
At six, no.
Did you hear that, kids?
Still don't appreciate it.
Dad doesn't think you're real.
Oh, as if they listen to our podcast.
Let's get to the interview right now. This has been a twofer. So we started with Joe, Rachel, and Tina from S Club. Now we're going to John and Brad.
Yes.
And see what the boys have to say with this new reunion. And again, we're going to join this band.
We're going to join.
We're not going to tell them just yet.
No. We're just going to charm them to death. They're going to ask us to join them.
We're going to come dressed as S Club 7. Okay. We're going to have an audition song. What are you auditioning with? Because I'm doing I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I'm going to do Conga by Gloria Estefan.
I mean, I think we're shoe-ins.
Shoe-ins. I'm an insert to a shoe. That's how much of a shoe-in I am.
You look like a shoe-in.
Okay, let's just get to this interview.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to have S-Clubs. John and Brad, woo-hoo! Let's see what they've been up to, and let's fangirl all over them.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at world-famous studio tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, S Club, formerly known as S Club 7, British pop group formed in 1998. They're originally comprised of Tina, Paul, John, Bradley, Joe, Hannah, and Rachel. S Club 7 were formed by the former Spice Girls manager, Simon Fuller, who signed them to Polydor Records. The band was heavily influenced by Tupac and Biggie, and they rose to fame with their BBC. See, they did get it. They got it. Thank you.
They got it.
See, the ladies just kind of like, sure. That's exactly that's the influence that we have.
They yeah. went with the flow.
And they rose to fame with their BBC television sitcom Miami 7, aimed at that young audience. Within 5 years, they achieved 4 UK number one singles, UK number one album, several successful singles in Europe, and top 10 single on the US Hot 100, Never Had a Dream Come True, which was a huge, huge hit. They have sold more than 10 million albums worldwide. Miami 7 lasted 4 seasons and was watched over by 90 million viewers. Now S Club is back for a reunion tour, and you can buy your tickets now. And now we have the fellas. You've heard the ladies 2 weeks ago, but here we are with John and Brad. Welcome to Frosted Tips, guys.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, of course. Sure. Yes. One, super excited that we're going to be able to get to see you on tour again. But let's take it back a little bit. We asked the ladies what it was like auditioning for S Club 7. What was your experience like? How did you hear about the auditions? And what was that audition like?
So it was in the Stage newspaper here in the UK, which is like an industry paper. And I was looking for colleges at the time because I was only 15. I was taking my exams at the time. And there was a little advert in there for it. So I just took myself along, sang She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson.
Nice.
Got put through to the next round and did a couple more, and that was it. And then they just said, oh, we need to wait. We need to find a few more people to come and get involved. And that was with Hannah at the time and with Paul. So we were the first three. And then I think you guys...
Yeah, I came later on. I was one of the last members to join. But me, I was... my mum and dad were in a band in the 80s called the Cool Notes. So my dad had a recording studio at the house, and some people that he was working with at the time met someone from... maybe Simon Fuller from the management company. And said, my son sings, I mean, my friend's son sings. And they said, why don't you get him to come along to the audition? So I went along to this audition, and I'd just come out of high school, decided to skip college, and I worked in fast food. I worked in Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, you know what, I've got nothing to lose. Let me go to this audition. And I was a massive like R&B fan. You know, I listened to a lot of like Drew Hill at the time. And And obviously you guys as well. And I always wanted to be in entertainment. So
yeah.
I went along, and that was it. My first audition, I landed a spot in S Club. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in a musical family, I could see, you know, the direction that you wanted to take. But John, did you grow up in a musical family?
No, not at all. My family are all they were all builders. So my dad, all my uncles, my two brothers, they're all in the building industry.
Oh, wow.
Odd one out when I started sort of pirouetting around the living room.
Yeah. Obvious,
I wasn't really meant to have a hammer in my hand.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a very hyper masculine industry.
Exactly.
What did your dad think of when you're like, yeah, I'm going to join this pop group and go tour around the world singing and dancing?
My dad was probably my number one fan.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely. About 100%. He was my number one fan, definitely. Yeah. He came and saw me in everything I've ever done.
John was in the West End at like 15 years old.
Oh, I was 12, actually.
Oh, 12. Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my bad. He was in the last couple of
50. I was in the last couple of 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Look, I joined NSYNC when I was 16. So I get what it's like. But I feel like where I'm from in America, in Mississippi, you know, a 16-year-old is kind of like a 12-year-old. Like we don't really know much about the world. We're very sheltered. And then we immediately moved over to Germany, where everything was an open book, you know, and I had to learn about the world very quickly and grow up very quickly. What was your life like being so young? Did you feel like you had to be, were you treated like an adult, or did you feel like you got to have a childhood?
I think working in the theater to begin with gave me a lot of discipline, you know, because like if you couldn't do it, you were out and there was someone to take a place. So you kind of had to have that mentality, and you were treated like an adult, I guess. You gave them a lot of responsibility. And then coming into S Club, you're so busy all the time, as you know, just one thing after another. So you just roll on this crazy train, but you're sort of sheltered and protected at the same time. Like our management company always kept us sort of very protected from the outside world, if you will.
Yeah. Brad, do you remember what you auditioned with? What song did you audition with?
It was a Drew Hill song. It was Tell Me.
Okay.
Tell me what you want. Yeah, I even did the dance routine. They do like a little, like a two-step jump type thing, and I did that in the audition. You know, like so.
You're like he's in immediately.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, there was I think 10,000 applicants mm-hmm. to audition for S Club 7, and I mean, y'all made the cut. Did y'all realize how huge that was in the moment?
Well, I mean, the audition actually spanned out to Europe as well. I think the original idea was to have, like, you know, people from all over the world in the group.
Yeah.
And then they changed it and just had people from the UK. But, I mean, just having someone, you know, Simon Fuller was the Spice Girls manager. So that alone was just huge, you know, working with them. And they were the biggest group in the world at the time, one of the biggest girl groups in the world. So, you know, you knew it was going to be big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hoped it was going to be big. Yeah.
But still, even then, you can really comprehend. You don't know what it is until you've actually experienced it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't understand how big. I remember Simon pulling us to one side just before our first single was released. And he just said, remember this moment because your lives will never be the same again after this minute. And he was right.
And having a TV show as well separated us from most pop groups in the UK. You know, that was crazy. And I had never had any acting experience before that. So it was just being thrown in the deep end.
Yeah. That's what the ladies were saying.
Yeah, that was it, Sean. Yeah.
Yeah, and the television element really is such a, I mean, y'all were kind of the first of our era to do something like that. And all the bands that came like after us and Backstreet Boys, it was always because of the television element that just blew them up. We had the Jonas Brothers, we had O-Town, we had Danity Kane, just all these groups. I mean, you really got to know them.
And a lot of solo artists. You had Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Demi Lovato, and Ariana Grande, coming from
TV had that
shows.
Disney Channel behind them, right? So the fans really felt like they knew you. I mean, that they're just, that you were family to them. So I think that's kind of the key these days. You know, if you want to like have success in music, you got to have some kind of other element to it, like another platform like television.
Enough just to be a singer anymore. That's not enough.
Yeah. But I guess we're getting a lot of that through TikTok these days, because that is kind of mini television shows for a lot of artists.
Well, true. Yeah. I mean, but basically you have to have a huge social media following now. Mm-hmm. Even to be remotely signed, they're like, oh, you don't have a million followers.
Oh, I know.
Well,
they won't even look at you.
You're amazing. We don't want to develop you. You know, you don't already have a follower. Yeah, exactly.
But it's beautiful that we came up in an era where you didn't need all that stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I miss those days. I do miss it.
I do.
It is different. You know, there's some things I miss and some things I don't. I don't miss that, you know, back in our day, we, you know, when you come out with a single, you would spend 3-4 months on the road promoting that single, going to every radio station. You just had to hustle. Now, you don't have to do that no more. You just like,
we want to dance, we want to sing, we want to perform, but then you spend so many months just promoting. Yes. And it gets a bit tiring.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of times that is like out of sight, out of mind, because all of a sudden you're on the, you know, east part of the country, and then everyone on the west coast has kind of forgotten about you because you were there 2 months ago. It's just so much easier now. Just put it on TikTok. There you
true.
Go.
True. And now this people have like three singles out at the same time.
I want to know. So I'd like to know, how much input did you all get to have at the beginning of S Club in the image? Was that all Fuller, or did y'all say, no, I kind of want to have this image?
We kind of had sort of say over our individual image. Like, we were all, you know, we were never told like you have to wear this or you have to have your hair a certain way or anything. It wasn't like that regimented. No, but obviously, you know, we had to be cohesive as well. So there was sort of like a theme, I guess, and you kind of had to fit into that theme, but it was, you know, your own individual take on that, whatever it might be.
Yeah. I know.
As far as the songwriting and stuff. I mean, in the beginning, it happened so quickly. You know, when I joined the band, I was one of the last members, me and Joe. And at that point, you'd been in the band for quite some time. So everything was in place. So once they had me and Joe, we was flown to America. And the TV show was ready to go. We started filming straight away and promoting, blah, blah, blah. But second album, we had a little bit of time I did a little bit of co-writing with some producers and stuff. So I got involved with some songwriting, which was great. But we had a little bit of input.
A little bit.
Yeah. I know, you know, we're talking about images. Did y'all have to go through it? Because when Spice Girls came out, you know, there was no Baby Spice and all that. The media kind of created that and kind of put these, you know, themes onto these ladies. Did y'all feel that happened to you guys too? Once y'all became, you know, famous in the magazines, they were like, oh, that's the shy one. Oh, that's the crazy one. Did you start getting into these stereotypes?
A little bit. I think the TV show sort of helped sort of separate our characters, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So we like caricature versions of ourselves. Exactly, you know, like I was the ladies' man. Uh-huh. You know, and John was like the the tomboy. Uh-huh. Hannah was the cute one.
So that's Joe was the tomboy.
Joe was the tomboy. And Hannah was the cutesy one, and Rachel was the one that would like fashion and stuff like that.
That's so funny. So you were in the thick of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Bucket hats, space buns, frosted tips, bandanas. Are there any fashion regrets that you have looking back at your group?
Ooh.
So many.
I mean, I was always in a vest and a do-rag and a bandana. Yeah. my fashion sense was really basic.
But that's not bad though, is it?
Yeah, it hasn't aged that bad.
Yeah, you guys actually weren't that bad.
No,
you actually were dressed like
you were
appropriately coordinated. Yeah. You were clothes that like people on the street would wear, like NSYNC. You guys,
no, we were horrible. There's
no, we did look like we shopped on the high street. We shopped at like regular at a mall
or like a Gap advert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know you guys look like you're just like, okay, you have 20 seconds, you get to run in the store and grab as many things as you can and then just put them all on, and that's your outfit.
And make sure that they're extra, extra large, everything.
Yes. Yeah. And make sure there's a turtleneck and a fur jacket and some like snake pants added to it.
Done. That's basically.
There was seven of us, so we had less budget. You know what I mean? Yeah. Split between seven, it's like, you've only got like $50 to go.
Yeah. So I was like, we're going to be simple and chic.
See, I was always the worst because I didn't care back then. I care now. Like, I love fashion now, but when I was a teenager, I did not care at all. So I'd be the last one to come. Be like, sure, just put me in the last thing that's on the rack, which now looking back was not the best decision at all.
No, it's not.
What's your absolutely favorite memory of the early years?
I'd say for me, we performed for the Queen on for the 50th Jubilee, which was an incredible event to be at.
I was there, actually.
Oh, you was there? We had Brian May on the guitars Queen.
Yeah.
And
drums,
Phil Collins on the drums, and we performed with Sir Cliff Richard as well. And just to be it was such an incredible event.
That was 2002, I believe, right? Was that 2002?
Yeah, somewhere.
I just happened to be in town that weekend because that's when I was living in Russia. And I had a weekend. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to England. I'm going to go to the Jubilee. And I don't remember half of it because, man, y'all know how to party over there during a Jubilee.
Lots of jubilation.
And I blame it on the Red Hot Chili Peppers because they're the ones who got me really wasted in the hotel lobby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
If you're going to get wasted with someone, come on. It's
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I was at a party, man.
Yeah. I was trying to, prove something,
Yeah, I might be in a boy band, but I'm all man.
Hey, some of them pop stars used to party the hardest.
It's true.
Oh, don't I know? Isn't it weird? I mean, being the guys in a group, especially a pop group, back in the 90s, early 2000s, we were always made fun of, the guys were too cool for school. But now I feel 20 years later, the guys are coming out being like, all right, I can admit it. I like you guys. Are y'all feeling that now, the second go around? Yeah.
We've got there's people we do interviews with now who back in the day, they wouldn't play our music. Mm. They wouldn't really write anything nice about us. We were cheesy. We were that. Mm. Now they call us pop royalty. Pop royalty. It's the tables have turned.
You are pop legends.
Before it was manufactured band, and now it's pop legends.
Exactly.
Legendary status achieved.
Icon.
When y'all started with a group, did y'all ever expect it to get to legend status?
No, God, no. If you'd have said to me 25 years ago, in 25 years, you'll still be singing these songs, you'll be doing another concert, and people will be paying to come and see you, I would have said you were crazy.
Totally. So many bands we've seen come and go, and they haven't lasted like us, So it's definitely an honor, man, to still be here.
For sure.
What are your true feelings about all the S Club 7 television shows? You had Miami 7, LA 7, Viva S Club, and even the movie Seeing Double. So what did y'all think of all of those? Would you have a favorite series?
I can't actually remember that much.
I've got a son, and I've said when he gets a little bit older, I'll go back and watch some of the shows. But I mean, the acting was definitely a bit cringe to start with, 100%. You know, we didn't know what we was doing, but we had fun. That's the main thing. We come across just like a bunch of young kids having a lot of fun. So
yeah. Well, Brad, do you have a kid, John? Do you have kids?
No, I'm not stupid.
So you're the lucky one. Yeah, you're the lucky one. I was talking about this with the ladies, but you know, I had no idea that as NSYNC we would be doing anything at all anymore. So it's just such a gift that my kids are going to be able to see us, you know, do music and that type of stuff.
Did you ever
think that your kid would ever be able to see you on stage?
Oh man, no, but he's definitely gonna be I think he wants to be like, you know, like his daddy, you know. Yeah. he's got something there like he's gorgeous. I've got a studio in my house, and let me tell you a quick story actually. He likes to rap, right? So I've got friends that rap. We get in the studio, we do a little, you know, throw in some bars and stuff. He never really heard me sing that much, you know. So I said, look, can you do this, because he can rap, but I said, can you do this? And I started singing. He got so emotional. He started crying. I was like, oh my God, it touched his soul.
Aww.
I was like, you know, he's definitely got that musical passion, you know, he could feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's brilliant that he's going to get an opportunity to see us in the, you know, on the big stage. Yeah.
He's super excited. Isn't he?
He's so excited.
That's
excited.
So great.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, it must be so exciting to see him, you know, love music like that, but it also might be a little scary to know that he might go into this industry.
I don't know how I feel about that now, but we'll see. He's only six.
But at least dad, I mean, you've gone through it, right? So you can give him some really great advice, because exactly. I think a lot of the times when a lot of us started and teenagers, our families had no idea about the industry. So they could not tell us what to expect. Yeah. So I'm glad that he'll have someone like you to say, nope, don't do that. Or you know,
watching over him if he decides to go down that road.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you were so popular, they even had a competition show, S Club Search, to find junior versions of yourself. Club 8. I'm telling you, y'all are the original K-pop, by the way. Like, y'all are the first group to have more than five. Right. So what did you think about this competition? Were y'all involved in that at all?
Yeah, we were, actually. Yeah. It was like a TV show here in the UK, and we did the final few rounds and stuff. And
I think it started off as just an opportunity for some young kids to perform with us at one of our gigs.
Yeah.
But because the TV show was like a few weeks, and they built up quite a fan base. So what happened, the record company saw potential and then decided to actually sign them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then signed them up, and they did really well. They did really well, and they worked really hard. So
yeah, and they're amazing. They're used to see them. They're the most beautiful adults, like from like 12-year-old kids. They're these gorgeous like 30-year-olds.
Some of them, I mean, they're pretty much all of them are really successful today. You know,
yeah, they're all working in the West End.
Yeah.
Oh, all took my job.
That is so
took your gig.
Now, are y'all? Is it the same situation now as it was when you first signed? Do y'all have the same management, same record label? Like, is it all the same people behind you guys?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was one of the reasons why I kind of agreed to come back and do it, because it was the same team. Mm-hmm. It was familiar. It was family. There's a lady called Gayla who was with us on a day-to-day basis back in the day. And she's now sort of, I guess you would say, executive producing the tour when you release. And that was the main reason for me saying, yeah, absolutely, I'll do it. Nice. Because it's just... together. It's not just the band. As you know, there's loads of other people behind the scenes that work so hard to make it happen.
And it's all about your team.
And it's so great you had, seemingly such a good experience with your team. Because there's so many groups, especially groups that are put together and groups, you know,
just taken advantage
of. That are taken advantage of. You guys and so many American groups.
I know. We had a Lou Pearlman, and thank God y'all didn't have a Lou Pearlman, I don't think. But
they had Simon Fuller. Much better.
We had Lucy and Grange and David Joseph, who's still working with us today. I'm sure you're familiar with those guys. Yeah,
that's great. Y'all are very, very lucky. Now S Club officially split in 2003. Now I never knew what led to that decision. Was there one person who was like, can't do this anymore?
I think it was sort of our fifth fifth year of doing the round, do you know what I mean? So we would do the same sort of routine. You'd release an album, which had three singles on it, which you promote, and then we'd finish and we'd do a tour, and then we'd record the TV series.
Rinse and repeat.
And then we'd go around and do it again. Yeah. And sort of by the fifth year of doing that, we were like, oh, I'm not sure if I can do this anymore.
Exhausted, yeah.
And also the music industry in the UK was changing. There was Coldplay and those kind of bands were coming to the forefront, and pop music was taking a bit of a backseat. So it was kind of like, we can bow out gracefully now rather than just, you know.
End it on a high note.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which me, and I say that a lot too, like we didn't know we were ending as a group, but I'm so glad that we ended at a high, like right on top, because you're kind of left there. Like if you die early, you're just always kind of kept up here by the fans, which hindsight now, 20 years later, it's been great for both of our groups, because now the fans were just so hungry for it. And they just remember you, you know, where you left off. So, I mean, I would have loved to have done music the last 20 years, but there is a silver lining in waiting a little longer.
Now you're a pop legend.
Exactly. Now
Oh, we're all legends. I love this.
Legends only.
Yeah, legends only. All right, Paris. Now, there was a reunion in 2015, but now you're back together again, hitting the road. Whose idea sparked this whole reunion?
It was actually Simon Fuller. He got in contact with all of us. He said, you know, it's the 25th anniversary coming up, like by emailed all of us. Would you like to kind of get back together? How do we feel about it? And it took us a few months to just kind of sort it out. And everyone was like, yeah, why not? Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I'm still blown away that you release tickets and 25 years later, people.
It's always nerve wracking, you know. It's always nerve wracking when you announce a tour and you just like, no tickets, you know, you don't know how it's going to go down. But man, we sold out the O2 in like minutes.
Now we
added like extra days. So we're doing three shows at the O2.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That is so amazing. And now is the time. Like, okay, our age fans, they're loving it. But now their kids are into this now. And instead of the kids being like, I don't want to listen to mom and dad's music, this is the first generation that's like, we love this music more than mom and dad. It is.
Right.
But don't you think, though, like the music nowadays, I'm going to sound like a real old man now, but music nowadays, like when we were younger, the music we put out, it was great for kids.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of music for kids now to listen to, you know?
No. Well, everything now
is very overly sexualized.
Everything's very vulgar now.
And the swearing and everything's got swearing in it.
Yeah, the love songs have got swearing in them.
Yeah, exactly.
I never understood that. It's like, just, you know, curse is just curse. I just think that's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's not very poetic.
Well, gratuitous. Yeah.
It's not very poetic at all. But, you know.
And it doesn't even.
I mean, obviously the fans, you know, are going crazy to you. How does it feel? What would you like to tell your fans right now that have just been sticking with y'all this many years?
Man, I just thank you and, you know, for the support. We got some great fans and they're just so supportive. And we just love them so much, man. We wouldn't be sitting here having these conversations today, maybe, if it wasn't for them. So
I'm so excited to come to America and do our tour for the first time. This is the first time. Shows in America. That was a really nerve-wracking thing to put that out there for the first time.
We never really got a chance to do a lot of shows in America. We did a show with you guys. I think it was like a teen choice
The Teen Choice Awards.
It was in New York, I think, and you guys were lovely, by the way. You know, we were just like these little British kids, and I remember being in like some room upstairs in the backstage, and you guys were just so friendly, and so it made us feel comfortable, you know. But we never really toured America, so this will be the first time we get a chance to kind of directly meet some of the fans and reach out and do a show for you.
I'm so excited. Look, we love the UK, but we love that you're touring US and Canada. You're going to be coming to Los Angeles, so you're going to be seeing this face at your show. We are so excited because your fans really have, I mean, your name comes up a lot. I've been doing radio show for like 15 years now, and S Club 7 comes up a lot with the fans begging me, like, really? You got to have them on. You got to, you know, it's just like, they're always requesting you guys to come on my show. So they are there. What do you think is going to be different about touring the States than the UK?
I know you guys out there know how to party, right? So, I mean, even when you go to the cinema, like, I've been to the cinema in America, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah, so, we're kind of loud and obnoxious sometimes.
The energy here is brilliant too as well, but I just know the energy is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And what I think is going to be a little different with the tour, you know, because a lot of your fans are now parents and they're just, and some of their kids are finally out of the house. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more like white girl wasted, you know, type situations happening at the shows.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think there's going to be lots of fun stories of just seeing things go down. I think there's going to be a lot of divorces happening throughout their tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. The divorce tour.
Oh, it's the divorce tour. Yeah. It's like they come back home, they're drunk, and then they get in a fight with the husband. He's like, no, you chose S Club over me.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. This is not happening.
It'll never be S Club 7.
Yeah. So what do y'all think about ending relationships?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
No comment.
So does this mean S Club's going to stay reunited, or is this just kind of a farewell tour for us, or do y'all plan on, you know, still doing this?
I feel like we're in a really good place right now, and we'd like to see where this goes, you know. So maybe new music, and, you know, maybe take the show some of the places around Europe, maybe to Australia, New Zealand, and even South America.
We'd love to. At the end of the day, it's not up to us, it's up to the fans. Like, if the fans buy tickets, if they want to come, if they want to still see us, if they don't want to see us anymore, then that's kind of it. But if they still want to see us,
it's true. The fans shape your future. They tell you what to do. Not only do they tell you what to do, but they're telling everyone they don't know about, like the record labels, the producers, the managers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the ones listening to the fans, and they control everything.
So send lots of messages to Universal Music saying how much you new album, like a new
you
six
hear
album.
That, everyone?
That's right.
Maybe a feature.
There you go. All right. Tour questions for you both. What's the most unique or surprising fan gift you've received while on tour?
I can tell you something weird that happened one time.
Yeah, good.
There was a guy. I mean, he's got to be about 50 plus. And he was carrying a teddy bear and he wanted everyone to kiss his teddy bear.
I'm not trying to judge, but you know.
His teddy bear was a big fan.
Then y'all kissing, he's like, haha, I farted on that the whole time. Congratulations.
that's why you don't ever kiss anything.
Yeah. He's like, haha, this is
like, I wiped my butt with that teddy bear. God. Yeah. All right.
No, if it's not wrapped up, kiss it.
Yeah. The tour bus playlist is essential. Can you share some of the songs that kept you pumped up during the journey?
Tour bus
vibes.
Tour bus playlist.
Tour bus playlist. Yeah.
I'm a massive fan of the Cardigans. The Gran Turismo album is one of my favorite albums, so I would definitely have that on my headphones at some point.
Yeah.
I'm more chill out these days. You know, I play a lot of chill out music.
Yeah.
I'm just at the moment. I keep playing Christopher Cross Sailing on repeat.
Oh, that's a classic. It was one of our. We covered that one on our first album, and it's one of my favorite covers we've ever done. Like, it's incredible. And in fact, we did an award show where we performed with Christopher Cross, and God, it was early on in our career because I remember we were wearing outfits that, I mean, we wore a lot because we couldn't afford any other outfits. But I remember we were performing with Christopher Cross and we would do Sailing. And at the end, we're on strings and we fly over the audience, right? And I remember almost kicking Mariah Carey right in the face because my lift didn't go up quick enough.
Oh, what a story that
would
have been.
I know. Now I'm looking back, I'm like, well, maybe I should have given her a little knock just because it might have propelled our career a little faster.
Pop culture history. That time when Lance Bass kicked Mariah
Carey. Or like break a nail. Like she has those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A slight little tap.
Yeah. Who is the early bird and who's the night owl?
Joe's always up early.
Yeah.
She's always up at like 6 in the morning for some reason.
Good Lord.
You're the night owl.
I definitely used to be the night owl. Now that I've got a 6-year-old, I'm not as bad, but I still know how to party. You know, when the time's right, you'll find me there. I'll be one of the last.
That's right. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel
there's
like
there's gonna be no kid with me on this tour, so
that is out to play.
That's right.
I mean, I think most musicians are just night owls. I mean, because that's when our shows are. That's when you're creative and right in the middle of the night, and then you get to the next city and it's 4 in the morning. Now having the kid, I'm trying to become a morning person, but it's been 2 years and it's still hard for me to get up. Like, I don't know when it's gonna change. So now your kid is 6, Does it get easier waking up in the morning?
It's just all about routine. You know, I'm in and out. So sometimes, you know, if I'm in a good routine, it gets easier. But then obviously then you have late nights, you have a show or a studio session, yeah. And then straight away, and especially if you have a drink with it, you know, then especially if you have a heavy night of drinking, you get up late, yeah. And then you can fall into bad habits again. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, you're on and off of that, I think.
All right, let's give some Frosted tips here. You guys have been on tour with the ladies in this group. What tips do you have for guys who are trying to impress a girl? What do they need to know? I feel like I'm asking this question when you're like 18 years old.
Right. How do you pick up a girl?
Girls like it when you listen to them. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Like, don't come over with your chat up lines, all that stuff. Listen, if you listen and ask them about them.
Fair enough. That's something
I think that they prefer that rather than you coming on too strong. Like,
yeah.
In my opinion.
I'm not afraid.
In my experience. But in my opinion,
I mean, that sounds good to me.
I'm not with that.
Our female producer Tara says yes.
She's correct. Yeah.
I mean, I'm out of practice, man. I've been my missus for about 11 years now, so I'm yeah.
Exactly. How did you meet her?
How did I meet her? Well, I actually met her at a gay club, to be honest with you. A friend of mine, there's a band called JLS in the UK, and,
yeah.
And my friend's a friend of one of the band members. Who were performing at this club called Heaven. So we went down to watch the guys perform, and we bumped into these girls in the queue, and we ended up just hanging out with them at the place. And back in the day when, you know, BlackBerry pin, you know,
oh, yeah. Exchange
BlackBerry pins and stuff.
Oh, yes.
And we were just talking. We became really good friends. We became really close friends, and it just organically happened.
Yeah.
You know, but normally I'll put it down hard on girls, but then this one I was like, what? Well, We were just friends, and then it just turned into a beautiful thing.
Well, that's how they always, I mean, because my husband and I, Michael, we were friends first. Yeah. Like, we were friends for, like, best friends for a month before we knew we liked each other. And that's the mm-hmm. first time any relationship ever started out like that for me. So, obviously, it works because I was not expecting it.
It does, yeah. She's the best friend.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
That's great. All right, let's do a little this or that. Oh, all right. Yes. We're going to go with... flip phone, BlackBerry, or Sidekick?
What's a Sidekick?
Sidekick was like it was like this. It was like a
yeah,
and it goes
like video games.
Yeah, it looked like a video game. Yeah.
Paris Hilton made it very famous.
I mean, I'll go with the BlackBerry.
Yeah,
Yeah, there's too many buttons on a BlackBerry for me.
Yeah, no, BlackBerry were great. Yeah,
but with that flip phone, you'd have to do what is it? The T9 or T1?
T9.
You'd be like A B C D.
The Matrix phone.
E-D-D-D. Yeah, it's
oh
like,
yeah, for texting. I was an expert at clicking those.
Oh my gosh,
things.
It would take an hour to text one sentence. It's insane. God, kids will
but
never
at least
understand.
You had Snake. You guys have Snake on those old phones.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, the Snake was the best. On
and
my
the
Nokia.
SkyTel two-way pager. That
and
was
on the Nokia.
Yeah,
phones,
on the
yes.
Nokia. All right, let's go with denim on denim or multiple layered shirts.
I like denim on denim.
Denim on denim.
Yeah.
For me.
Do multiple layered shirts.
Yeah.
I remember I wore it quite a lot back in the day. It's like a long sleeve thing with a short sleeve shirt over the top.
I never did that. I'm a denim and denim.
Yeah. Sure. Backstreet Boys or Take That?
For me, Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say Take That. Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Nah, I'm more of a Backstreet Boys kind of. I like, just the more groovy.
Yeah. Well, Take That was like one of our biggest influences, so I will always have to choose Take That. They're the reason that we got signed with our record label. So thank you, Robbie Williams.
For leaving the group.
Yeah, for leaving the group. Rapid fire. What is your favorite TV show theme song?
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's a good one.
RuPaul's Drag Race. And the best woman
win. It's so funny. I love that RuPaul has just taken over the world with Drag Race, because we watch every country too. So
there's
we love countries. UK Drag Race because y'all are actually funny. There's some countries that are not funny. Looking at you, Australia. No. And you know, Canada, you're real sweet, but the comedy doesn't really hit what America and the UK does. Yeah.
No,
it doesn't.
Jinx Monsoon put it best. RuPaul is the Rosetta Stone of drag.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
literally.
Yes, if you could make your own boy band, who would you recruit out of anyone today and yesterday? It could be actors, anyone. Who would you like to see? Put five people in a band right now.
Wow,
Leonardo DiCaprio has got to be in it.
Okay, great one.
Actors. Yeah, just put in a random new band. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Colin Firth. I think he'd be good in a boy band. Yeah. Who else?
I'm having a bit of a brain fart right now. I can't be.
We have as well. Often.
Who's that dude in NSYNC? The blonde one.
Maybe like Idris Elba. That'd be fun.
Idris, I love that.
Look, Idris, Leonardo.
Oh my
Colin.
God, I would totally buy a ticket to go and see that show.
Yeah.
This is like an incredible.
Tom Holland.
He'd be great. Actually.
Tom Holland would be good.
Tom Holland.
And then I think you rounded out with Ryan Reynolds. And then I think you have the best.
Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it. That's
I will see
that's
this band. I'm excited
really
for them.
Good band.
Okay,
it's something for everybody.
Yeah,
all ages.
Who can we call? Yeah,
oh, they're all listening right now. So I mean, this is a very popular show.
Very popular.
So so they're probably putting this together right now as we speak.
Yeah. Love the fact that Michael's on BlackBerry now. Like,
exactly. We just want our 10% somehow. How are we?
No, I was just about to say. I want some of that 10%.
First album you ever bought.
Oh, the first album I bought on CD was Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, God. What a great... That was one of my first CDs.
That was my first cassette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No way.
Jagged Little Pill.
I know the first single I bought was Crisscross, Jump.
Oh, yes. Crisscross.
Album, I think it might have been Jodeci, Diary of a Madman.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you could only communicate with your friends using song lyrics, what would they be?
It's hard to think of
songs.
That works.
That's good. I like that one.
That works. How would you rate your karaoke skills from 1 to Mariah Carey?
I'm really bad with lyrics, so I'm a lower end of the spectrum, like a 3.
Too.
I don't know the words of my own songs.
When I was a kid, so I'm gonna put myself.
Yeah,
not Mariah Carey, but it's maybe slightly.
Well, they have the lyrics on the screen, so I might be okay. Yeah, but
do y'all have a go-to karaoke song?
Basically, what we do, isn't it? We get paid to do karaoke, pretty much. Yeah.
What is your go-to karaoke song? Mine is "The Dance" by Garth Brooks. No, not "The Dance."
No, it's not. It's, you don't even know.
I know. Wrong one. Which one? Oh,
"Friends in Low Places."
Garth Brooks. Yeah.
Mine was "Jolene" by Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah.
But then I was about 12 years old, so yeah.
Just anything that sounds good when you're drunk, that's the kind of thing I'd sing,
Yeah.
That's always going to be Journey, "Don't Stop Believing." Because
you can just scream it.
People are going to sing with you. It doesn't matter how drunk you are. That is the go-to. Yeah. Who is your best friend and why?
Why laugh?
Who is my best friend? Mm-hmm. What, now?
Yeah, right now. Who's your best friend and why?
My best friend is my dog, Lolly. I rescued her. I went to India a few years ago, and she was a little beach dog. She was very sick, and I cared for her. I stayed in India for about 3 years to look after her, and then I brought her back to the UK. So she is my love, of my life.
That's like a movie. I'd watch that film.
I would watch that film, yeah. So if you're listening, fans, tell Universal.
You want that film. That
this needs to be made into a movie. We'll write a soundtrack to it.
It could be the sequel to your first
This is the sequel
movie.
To S Club. And so it starts off with that storyline where all the rest of the group is trying to find you because you're somewhere in India off the grid.
That's actually true.
That's actually true.
No one knew where I was.
No one could find you.
Nobody knew where I was.
Everyone's like, we want to do this reunion tour. Has anyone got a number for John?
And I disappeared. I disappeared for about 4 years. No one knew where I was.
True.
I mean, was on a beach in India.
But how great would, does that must feel great just to disappear and just, I would love
it. It was exactly what I needed at the time. It was,
That would be
incredible. You talk about that all the time.
I do.
But too bad. You got kids and a husband now.
It's too late.
All right, a couple of fan questions before I let you go. Ludding10 wants to know, what was your favorite episode from any of the TV shows?
I'll tell you what, the film was great. I love that. That's the only one I remember, to be honest with you. I remember the movie. There's an episode where me and Joe dress up as hot dogs and burgers and
that was quite funny.
On Santa Monica Pier. I remember just because it was a fun day. everyone's watching us like, who are these crazy British people? And
That's when we had our landlady was Linda Blair, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. So we had, yeah, we had
from The Exorcist. Oh yeah, Linda Blair.
Wait, Linda Blair? Land-
yeah, TV show, yeah. She was the landlady.
Yeah, it's The Exorcist.
We had Barry Williams play our manager from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yes,
yeah, Greg Brady.
Oh my God. Yeah. So y'all got awesome, some, yeah. I mean, y'all had some legendary people on the show.
Yeah, it's
legends only. We're telling you, it's legends only.
Yeah. Kaniki from Greece was
oh,
in
yeah,
there.
Kaniki from Greece was in there as well. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Oh my God, Kaniki.
I think we need to watch the show.
I know. What city do you prefer more, Miami or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, because I've spent so much more time in Los Angeles, it's got to be LA.
That
yeah.
felt more like home. Miami was, we was only there for 3 months, but Los Angeles, we were there for a couple of years on and off. So yeah, that definitely feels at home.
Yeah, I find many musicians now choose LA a lot to come base themselves. A lot of British acts are here, you know, Adele, Harry Styles. I mean, even
Leona's
the Prince is here, Leona Lewis. It used to be New York. Where everyone, if you were in music, like that was the hub. You had to be in New York. Yeah. Now I feel like LA is now just a haven for musicians, which I like better because the weather's better.
Yeah. It's an easier lifestyle than living in New York.
I mean, it is. It's a way easier lifestyle. Yeah. New York, you gotta hustle more than anything in New York. Like you gotta survive. Oof.
Yeah, New York's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of like London in a way because it's very fast paced. So I'm kind of used to that. I'm a Londoner myself. So
yeah, it's very It's like London's just a clean New York. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Peanuts 1015 wants to know, what are some of your pre-show rituals?
We never really had any, really. We used to, sometimes we'd have a little chant together and kind of like put our hands together and stuff, but we never really did much.
Yeah. No. Pre-show. I think now we're older, we're a bit vainer now, so we all do like a gym workout kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you used to get that pump.
I'd have a
constant
one.
Yeah, I know John used to go through a... No. I might have a glass of wine before I go on stage. That might be my ritual.
Glass of wine in a minute.
I wish we did like push-ups or something. No, we would do hacky sack, which we all were horrible at. So there were times, and we could not go on stage unless we've had just one hacky, right? Just everyone had to touch it one time. It's all you had to do. Not that hard. Sometimes we would delay the show a good 20, 30 minutes because either Joey or I could not hit that damn thing.
I see that happening.
It was so bad. And then we would say a prayer and go on stage. So that was like our good ritual stuff. All right, John, Brad, thank you so much for coming on Frosted Tips. It was so great.
Thank you so much.
See y'all again after so many years, but really to get to know you guys. I'm so proud of everything y'all have done. I am so excited for this new tour.
Yes.
I am definitely coming to see y'all when y'all are here in LA. Do we know what date that is yet? Do we have tour date yet?
The 7th of November.
We came down sick. So it's the 7th or the 8th. We should know, but yeah.
So that is coming up soon.
We'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you too.
Oh, it's going to be great. So I'll see you in just a couple of weeks, guys. Thank you so much for being on here, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at world-famous studio tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in LA with our beautiful weather. And of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
John and Brad, everyone. S Club.
Well, they were just lovely fellas.
They're going to be S Club 7 soon again.
I know. I can't wait to tour. I can't wait to tour with them. Yeah.
Just in America and Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't go overseas. It just doesn't fit. Does not fit.
It doesn't work with the branding. No. Our branding, their branding.
No. Or nor do we have time. We have to do the show.
The show.
I know. It's like, sorry, guys. We can't go on a major tour with you worldwide because we have to do Frosted Tips.
I know. I'm still trying to work on an NSYNC tour.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of, I hope everyone's enjoying the song.
Yes. It's been great.
It's been such a fun time being back on the radio and excited for this film to come out so we can actually
talk about it.
And do things. Fun times. All right, guys. That is all the show I have for you. Thank you so much for listening. Be good to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive.
No.
Take care of those animals.
Oh, yes.
And until next time.
Stave.
Ah!
You were supposed to do it with me.
I know. That was my trick or treat.
You tricked
me.
That was
my trick. I tricked you. I'm just getting ready for it.
Stay frosted.
Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turzenart.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, zatting off.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.